We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuvches Amar Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Kuvches Amar Aleph in the Mishnah. Today's shir is Zeichen Nishmas Rav Meir ben Rav Aaron, Rav Meir Zlatowitz. Zokta Mishnah, Ain Oisim Hilmi B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to make salt water on Shabbos, Aval Oisuhu Es Mea Melech, but you're allowed to make salt water. And we'll see in the Gemara, it's a stira. So I'll give a sneak preview. It means you're not allowed to make a lot of salt water, but you're allowed to make a little bit of salt water. And the reason is, if you make a lot of salt water, it looks like I'm doing it because I want to be ma'abed skins or ma'abed anything. You're not allowed to do ibud. You're not allowed to do ibud on Shabbos. It's Zeich Nishmas Remei Yaakov Ben Rav Aaron. That's the full name. Aval oisuhu es mea melech v'toivel behem pitay. Avoisu is mea melech, tovel pitay. Be allowed to make a little bit salt water and tovel behem pitay. Venoisin l'soich tafshel. You could dip in your challah into this little salt water. Venoisin l'soich tafshel. You could pour it into your food. That's the halacha. Amra v'yosi. So he's saying the Mishnah says you can't make a lot of salt water, but a little salt water you can make just to dip in your food. Amra v'yosi. Like who healed me ben ruven wood? It's salt water size. It's lav size. Little. What's the difference? So he says, "Ve'elu hani mei melech hamatarim. How can you make mutadik mei melech? Noisin shemel lechatchilo soich hamayim. You put oil first into the water, and then when you put the salt in, it's not going to connect so good because the oil in the water will make it not so good. Oil soich hamelech. When you put oil into the salt, then put water. So the only way you can make salt water, according to Rav Yosi, is if you put in shemen first into the mayim or first into the melech." Zok the Gemara. The Gemara first explains the first line of Mishnah, which is just explained. My Ka'ama. What does it mean? It says, Ein Oisin Hilmi. Then it says, you could make Mea Melech. What's going on? It's a stira Mnei Bey. My Ka'ama. Rav Yehuda. Rav Shmuel. Hach Ka'ama. Ein Oisin Mea Melech Merubim. You can't make a lot of salt water. Ava Oisu Mea Melech Mo'atama. You can make a little bit salt water. What's the pshat? Because a lot of salt water looks like I'm doing it to do ibu, to do tanning. But if I do a little bit, then I'm just doing it for achila purposes. It doesn't look like anything and it's fine. So the question like this. So Rav Yosi says, what's the difference? If it's a lot of salt water or salt water, it's salt water. So what does it mean to say? And it must be mutter or must be aser? So more of the shayla. Rav Yosi, la'aser la'hatar. Does it mean to say that there's no difference so it's mutter or there's no difference so they're both aser? So Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda, la'hatar. He means to say it's mutter. Like Tani Ha'yesai, Rav Yosi should have said it simply, aser. Why do you say lahilmi ben ruven wood? So therefore, what do you say that for? It must be lamata. Only Rabba, I'll bring a Ryan, not like that. It can't be that's muta because hamadiktani sefer. The sefer says that Rav Yosi tells us ve'elu hein mei melech hamatarim. This is the muta digger way to make salt water, and he says you add in shemen, you add in oil. Mechlal, the Rav Yosi lesser. It's mavuya klar. Rav Yosi is answering. The only time it's mutter is if you add in oil. So it must be saying it's also. Elo Amar Rabba Lesser. Taka Rav Yosi holds both a little bit salt water, both a lot of salt water is asar. Chena Rav Yechron Lesser. Rav Yechron says that it's asar. Tanya Nami Hachi. We taka learned in a brisa like that. That we'll see klar in this brisa that Rav Yosi says that it's asar. Tanya Nami Hachi. Ein Oisim Melech Merubim Soich. A loss is a soich hakvashim. You now make a lot of salt water to put into your pickles. Shav Soich Gistera that you're pickling in your little klicheras. Aval oisuhu mei melech ma'atim. You're allowed to make a small amount of salt water. Va'ichel ben pita, you dip in your bread. V'noisun sech atavshol, you pour it into your fish. Omer Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi says to the Tanakama, v'pnei shalolo v'rubim, v'alo ma'atim, because this is a lot and it's a little, halolo asura, v'alo ma'atarim, this is us as a mutter, you're going to tell me, yoimru malacha v'ruba asura, you know, a lot of malacha, a lot of bayer is asur, malacha mu'etas mutaris, and a little bit bayer is mutter, what are you talking about? Bayer is bayer. Elo, Elu ve'elu asurim hein. They're both aser. Ve'elu hein mei melech hamutarim. The only way you can make mutadika salt water is nois in shemen o melech. You put in oil and salt first and then water. Or shemen o mayim, or first oil and water and then salt. Or vazuit in mayim melech tchila. Lechat tchila. You shouldn't put first water and salt by beginning. So that's what comes out lamai. So we pass like Tanakama. They allow to make a small amount of salt water and not a lot of amount of small salt water. And that's what's passed in Shinchav Alef Sif Beis. But we're not finished with halachas. One more halacha. Tani Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva, Ein Oisim Mei Melech Azin. Even though you're allowed to make a small amount of salt water, you can't make it very strong. Mei Melech Azin. What is called very strong salt water? Rabba Reisiv Ba'abba Darmitavayo Kol Sha Beitza Tzofa Behem. If an egg could float in it, that's a raya, it's very strong salt water, and you can't do it even a small amount. But kama, I still don't know how much is that. If it's 2/3 salt and 1/3 water, then it's called very strong salt water. Even if a small amount, you are not allowed to do it. Lamai avdile, what do you make a strong salt water for? You make this for muraisa, you make it for a certain type of fish juices, that's you make very salty water. And this is halacha lemaisa, that if you have to make salt water on Shabbos, it can happen on Pesach, so you have to make a small amount, and also, yeah, you should not make it too salty. If you make it too salty, then it's aser. And why do you make it too salty? Is it aser? Because that looks like I'm trying to make a le'ibud, because it's a very strong salt. So, the Gemara, a new halacha, similar to the first, but a new halacha. Tani, Rab Yehuda bar Chaviva, ein malchin snoin obeitz of a Shabbos. You're not allowed to salt. This is not salt water. You're just not allowed to salt, or like pickle or salt, radishes and a bay on Shabbos. Why? Because it looks like I'm doing ibud on it. I'm making masak in it to keep it pickled for a long time. So it's an issa of ibud, or midrabban al kapan. So you're not allowed to salt, it's snoin obeitz of a Shabbos. In the Rambam, it's mashmah, it's like a shtickl issa bishul maybe. Because kovash kumavashal, that if you pickle something, it's like bishul, bayin chum, and Shulchan Aruch sounds like a pass like the Rambam, but either way, it either also looks like ibud or else bishul, ein malchut snoin obeitz of a Shabbos. Rav Chisav Shmid Abaye Amar, snoin osur, a radish is also to salt, obeitz of muteris, obey is mutter. What's the reason? Because a egg doesn't get any better if you salt it. A radish gets better if you salt it. An egg, if you salt it so much, it doesn't get, it's not good. Rav Nachman, I used to, at the beginning, used to salt radishes. Amina, I said to myself, it's making it worse. I've seen it like, why? I'm a Shmuel. Pugla Charif Amali, that a good sharp radish is good for you. And when you salt it, it loses some of its sharpness. So I thought that it was muta. Kim Nishman Allahad, the Chios Ula, after her Ula said, Kim Nishman Allahad, the Chios Ula. But Omar, he said, Marava, Neretzal, Malchi Kashuri Kashuri, they salt piles and piles of radishes. It must be, it's a good thing. So therefore, Malch Lebachana, I don't salt it, but I do dunk it into salt, that's fine. Now, Rashi is Mavuyer that this whole Isser of salting is only if you do 3-4 pieces at a time. But one piece at a time is not a problem. It could be, Rashi, what about two? It's Mashmah is maybe two is also. So therefore, let's say someone has these like cucumber slices, you should not salt them, only one at a time you should salt them. You cannot salt them all a bunch at a time. Or that one other option would be is to make it, put a little oil in first, then you can salt them all at one time, put oil in first. But if you don't, then you should not salt one at a time because it goes to this issur of salting vegetables. But you could dip it into salt a little bit, that you could do. Tarev Yehuda bar Chaviv, Esrig Tznoin Ubeya. These three things, Esrig, Tznoin, and Beya, in Malik Lipasim HaChasayin, if not for the outer layers, in Yetzim and Ayim Leil, won't come out of your stomach forever. The Esrig has the outer layer, Tznoin, and a Beitza, which means the white, according to Rashi. It means the white, because you don't eat the shells. It means the white around the yellow, so that is good to digestion. If you didn't have those outer parts, it would not digest well. Kasa Rav Dimi, another thing Rav Dimi said, Ma'olam, this is a new thing. Ma'olam lo tava gavra v'yama d'stoim. A person never drowned in the river Stoim, which is the Yam HaMelech. A person never drowned it. Amar Rav Yosef, hafucha Stoim. Stoim was turned over, hafucha milei. And your words are turned over. Why? Because it's mashma be saying, gavra lo tava. A person never drowned. But kashura tava, a beam did drown. A beam doesn't drown. Nothing drowns. Not like a person. Amar Abay Eloyim b'yikamar. He's saying, Lo Yabayis, and Lo Yabayis Kasura, it's Pashat that a beam doesn't drown. All rivers, a beam floats, Lo Tava. Ela Filu, Gavra Tava Chomei Mishbaelam, even a person who would drown in every river, but Yamad is Doim, Lo Tava, in the river is Doim, it doesn't drown. Agav, I heard that, you know, the Yam HaMelech is called Yamad is Doim, because what's Doim? Stoim is people who take and don't give. That is what the river of Yam HaMelech is. Yam HaMelech, the Jordan River goes into the Yam HaMelech, but nothing comes out of it. It stays where it is. It takes, doesn't give. It doesn't give any fish. Every river gives us something. Gives us yummy fish. No fish in Yam HaSdoim. Yam HaSdoim is Midas Stoim. That's what Stoim is. Stoim is they take and don't give. L'may Nafkamina, what's the difference that the Yam HaSdoim What's the difference that Yam HaSadayim is, you can float and no one drowns, and it's very salty. What's that? What's the nafkamina? Lama nafkamina? Ki hada ravin. So we'll bring a maisa, and then Rashi will explain what shaychus has to the Yam HaSadayim. So we'll learn how to sugi a little bit of refuah on Shabbos. The halacha is that you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. And what's the reason? Could the Chachamim were geyser that if you're allowed to take medicine, you might come to produce medicine on Shabbos, which in those days was made out of different types of spices and herbs. And you might crush the herbs and you're over the iser of teichin, which is av malacha. Therefore he said you cannot take medicine on Shabbos. So the question was like this. Ravin was going behind Rav Yirmiya on the banks of the Yam HaMelech, Omelin a Dead Sea. Omelin Maul Mimshi Mahani Maya B'Shabbos. Are you allowed to wash yourself in this water on Shabbos? Omelin Shapur Dom, you're not a problem. You know, people go swimming the whole week, it doesn't mean refuah. You're allowed to go swimming in the Yam HaMelech on Shabbos. Maul, we're not getting involved in the Issa swimming, going into the water. On Shabbos is not a problem. I go to the mikveh in the Yam Melech, no problem. Then he says, what about opening and closing your eyes while you're in the Yam Melech? Because that looks like I'm trying to get the water into my eyes. I never heard this specific shayla about the Yam Melech, but I heard a similar thing. Rav Zera says, Zimna Omalei Mishmei the Rav Master. Sometimes you say it over from Rav Master, Zimna Omalei Mishmei the Rav Marokva. Sometimes you say it over from Marokva. And both the members, he said over, Tavao Mishmei the Avu, Shmuel V'Levi. Amran. He said them both from Shmuel and Levi. Either Rav Master or Ma'ukva said it over from Avu to Shmuel, two members. I'm not sure which one's Avu to Shmuel, which one's Levi. Chadama one said, Yayin v'secha yayin aser. If you now put wine into your eyes, because it looks like a fool, no one puts wine into their eyes. Agabi a yayin, but on top of your eyes is mutter, because people used to wash themselves with wine sometimes. That looks like I'm washing my face. That's fine. It doesn't look like a fool. The other one said halacha that spit from someone didn't eat anything that day. If you put it, has certain enzymes in it, then you put it on top of your, even on top of your eyes also, because no one washes himself with the smelly breath, saliva from a person to eat the whole day. So even agabi ayin is also because it looks like refuah. Those are two halachas, and what's the geyos is that Yam HaMelech also, if you. Since it's so salty, that person wouldn't drown in it. If he opened and closed his eyes in the Yam HaSadayim, it's also Aser. And that was the Nafkamina that he said, that it's very salty, because in the gay, that looks like refuah if you open and close your eyes in that water. Now, the Gemara wants to figure out which one's Avu the Shmuel, which one's Levi. Tastayim the Avu the Shmuel, who the Amah, Yayim HaSaycha, Ayin Aser, Agabi Ayin Mutter. Let's figure out that Avu Shmuel is the one who said that Yain B'Soicha Ayin is Aser, wine in the eye is Aser, but on top of the eye is Mutter. The Amos Shmuel, because Shmuel himself said, Shayru Adam Pita V'Yayin, a person let him soak his bread in water, V'Nois L'Gabi Ayin, and he puts it on top of his eyes. V'Shabbos. So this sounds like the halacha of one of the halachas, that you let him put wine on top of the eye. The Shmuel Le'Man, Lav the Shmuel Le'Mavu, he probably heard it from his father. So it must be his father the one who said the halacha of Yain, not the halacha of Roik Tafel. That must be Levi. Break the Gemara of Tameich. Shmuel used to say over the other halacha also. Tameich, Hodom Shmuel Roik Tafel. I feel like Gabi Yain Aser, that the spit from someone didn't eat, the saliva from someone didn't eat the whole day, on top of the Ayin's Aser, because it looks like a refuah. Who did he say that from? The Shemuel Maman. He learned the Shemuel Mavu. He heard from his father. El Levi like Hodom. Levi didn't say either one. One heard from his father, one heard from Levi. We still don't know which one's who. Who said what? So the Gemara writes, "Om alkvam Shmuel, shayru adam kilur merav Shabbos. A person is allowed to make the eye ointment before Shabbos. The noisin al gava eye ain't of a Shabbos. He put on top of his eye on Shabbos. Ain't a choshes, not choshes. Now, even though this is not something you wash yourself with, and we said before that even on top of the eye, it's only more to do it with something that it's a rechitza. There are rechitza. Here's another rechitza. So Rashi explains the reason why it's muta here, because it's mucha milsa that there's a hacker over here. What's the hacker? You tell him you have to do it before Shabbos. You have to do it before Shabbos. Therefore, he knows now that you're not going to come to make a medicine on Shabbos. Therefore, it's a hacker family. He's allowed to do this on Shabbos. I can ask me, someone else sees him doing this, they're saying, oh, I'm allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. Rashi says, there's no xer either, because someone who sees it thinks he's using wine. As a chab, he's using the special ointment called kilurim. And therefore, it's mutter to do on Shabbos. Bar levaya, v'koyi kamed ma'ukva, Balabai was standing in front of Marok. V'chazdav v'mitzah pasach, ma'itzah pasach, he saw, he put his klurim on his eyes. Then he was open and closed his eyes. He's blinking very quickly to try to get into his eye. So he says, no, you can't do that. I'm like, kuli ha'ivadi lo shara ma'ashmu. That much you can't do. The whole head there was to put it on top of your eye, but to open and close your eyes, that you can't do. Sholach le Rav Yana ma'okva, lishton lamar, Rav Yana sent to ma'okva, lishton lamar mahani kalurim demar Shmuel. You know, Shmuel, as we said before, was a big doctor. So he said, can you please send me over that kalurim from Shmuel? Shmuel's, you know, eye ointments. Sholach le, he answered him, shadurim ishtar lach, I'm going to send you some of this ointment. You know why? L'tei matzar ayin, you shouldn't say that I'm a tzara ayin. But let me tell you a fact. Elhochayam ha'Shmuel, Toiva tipa tzayin and shachris, a little cold water on your eyes in the morning, and hot water, washing your hands and feet with hot water at night, arvis, that is better, mekol kilurim shabaylam. That's better than all kilurim in the world. Tainam ha'ochi, we're talking to Bryce like that. Om Rav Moina, Meshum Rav Yehuda, Toiva tipa tzayin and shachris, a little cold water in the morning on your eyes, and washing your hands and feet with hot water is better than kol kalurim shabayim, better than any ointment you can put into your eye. So that's even better than that. You want it, I'll give it to you. I don't want to be a tzara, but this is better than any ointment you can find.